But Justice Brett Kavanaugh saying such factors taken together can constitute at least reasonable suspicion of illegal presence in the United States.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. The Israeli military urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of the planned offensive. Ukrainian President Zelensky says a bomb attack in eastern Ukraine killed 21 people, pensioners, waiting for their checks. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have submitted a final proposal for federal broadband internet funding to expand high-speed internet access across the state. If approved, the funding could benefit more than 170,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin. Fish hatcheries and spawning facilities around the state will hold open houses over the next couple of months. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the free events will give attendees a chance to learn how the facilities help sustain Wisconsin's fish populations. Get more details on the DNR website. And country music superstar Garth Brooks will open Summerfest in 2026. The show will be Brooks' first ever at Summerfest and his first show in Milwaukee in more than a decade. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday. They include admission to Summerfest 2026 any day of the festival. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM. City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Stellar September weather continues today with mostly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Now, a slow-moving front will inch into the area tonight, and that could lead to a stray shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with low temperatures in the mid-50s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 53 degrees.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Prince.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy. Punch a higher floor. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my own.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on your Tuesday morning. 8:09 a.m. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We're going to take a look at our weather forecast today. Partly sunny with the high of 74. Tonight we have a chance of showers later on this evening. Mostly cloudy with the low of 56. Tomorrow morning, early morning shower chances clearing out. Partly sunny, beautiful day with a high of 77. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 54. On Thursday, it'll be sunny, a high of 79. Friday, mostly sunny, warming up to a high of 84. Slight chance of showers this weekend, highs in the 80s. Currently, it is 54 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo at the corner of 3rd and Oak. We want to remind everyone we have a flash sale in progress at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. Till 9 a.m., that certificate is just $12.50. No code required. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily, I've been looking at those pictures all morning. Cinnamon rolls, ribs, tasty, tasty, tasty. It definitely looks tasty anyways. That's
absolutely. That place looks lovely.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. You there?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Oh, good, 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 good. Sorry. Like I said, the tech gremlins have been at it today, and I'm having real trouble getting any information that I need. So anyways, yes, those pictures look beautiful. I have not been to Water Street Social Club yet. Have you?
I have not. I've got a certificate waiting, though, so I'm going to be checking them out because the picture of ribs, I'm going to try them out. So
I think you should. I think that you're a fan of ribs, as you are someone who smokes meat and does all of that stuff, right? So you kind of have a baseline of comparison of your own stuff, I think, right?
Yes, indeed. So I'm definitely gonna go check that out. I can't wait to do it. They're just located down the road from us here, so go check them out. There's no code required to take advantage of that offer. There's certificates left in the store yet, but that deal ends 9 a.m so 49 minutes, well, now 48 minutes as I'm watching the clock countdown here in the studio this morning. Now, Emily, if you've been sharing Amazon Prime with your nephew's cousin's former roommate, this may be some tough news for you today.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Why don't you get us started off here? Like I said, my information highway is moving real slow today. So
Amazon announced they're ending a program called Prime Invitees. That was letting users share perks with people outside of their household. The Amazon Family program won't be affected. You can still use that to share perks like two-day shipping with another adult in your home and your kids. I didn't know you could do Amazon Family. So I'm going to note to self, I'll have to check that out because then Wendy can take advantage of that as well. Now, Amazon stopped letting people sign up for Prime Invitees way back in 2015, but people who were in it before are still using it. Starting October 1st, they'll have to join an Amazon Family plan instead or get their own Prime account for $15 a month. Emily, what are your thoughts on that one?
Well, I've never even heard of Prime Invitees, so apparently I missed the boat back in 2015 because I don't know what that is. So I kind of like that, though. I can see why they're putting a stop to it. They don't want people outside of the household that's paying to go ahead and be able to use the Prime perks, right? So the family plan makes sense. I think that's kind of cool.
Well, now, if you have a family plan, which I think that you do, does the family see the rest of your orders? So like at birthday and Christmas time, can they see what each other is ordering?
Well, so I don't know that we do have a family plan. Okay. I think everyone just uses my account.
They just log in to my stuff.
Right, exactly. Maybe it's been a little loose with that. I don't know. Maybe that's why my internet's not working. Who knows? But well, for Christmas and birthdays, you can do like a wish list that's secret. Okay. So I've been able to utilize that over the Christmas holiday. And that's been kind of cool. So, but again, I don't know when people are. I think that you can do private lists within your account, even though other people are in your account. That's what I believe I was able to pull off. At least that's what I was told, because people didn't seem to know what I was getting them. So,
gotcha.
But yeah, Did you haven't used the Amazon Family?
I have not. And so that's what I was looking at as we're talking. And yeah, so you can share your benefits and things like that, it looks like. And so I didn't realize I could add somebody else to this list. And so now I'm just curious. So, because I obviously don't mind sharing with my lovely wife, but if I'm getting her a Christmas or birthday present, I don't want her seeing that, you know, what the order is. So that's the only thing that, you know, I don't want to have happen, because I do a little bit of shopping everywhere, you know? And so that's the one concern I would have. You know what I mean?
Well, and this kind of gets me to think about, you know, on a different note, and, you know, we're nowhere near the holidays. So, you know me, I don't want to talk about any of that kind of stuff before too long here, before Thanksgiving in my house. But, you know, the whole idea of like getting what you want on your list and having a list and sending people specific things that you want, you know, via a link nowadays, right? People will send you a link, whether it's their birthday or over the holidays, of exactly what they want. And I do appreciate that, because I want people to get what they want. But I also like kind of, I don't know, like I kind of don't love that because I want people to be surprised too.
Right.
And I want to get something for someone that's going to make them be like, oh my God, this is so cool. Instead of great, thanks for getting me the thing that I told you to give me. It just kind of like takes the fun out of it for me, but I don't know. What do you feel like about that?
Well, okay. So now as I'm looking through, as we talk about this, I've just been clicking around and it says, we can share payment methods and benefits, contents. You can use your own payment method or each other's. And so that's interesting, which, you know, I just don't want somebody seeing what I'm getting them because I try to surprise whoever I'm gifting something to because I don't want the other person to know.
Right.
And so that's right. My thing.
I guess gift giving isn't about you, right?
Right.
So it's like, oh, it ruins a surprise for me. Like, I like to give you a surprise. Like, I guess it's not about us. So we should just get people what they want. But, you know, I guess as with technology, gift giving, you know, with everything with technology, gift giving has also kind of shifted a little bit in terms of what it's, you know, the experience, because now you can just send someone a link of exactly what you want. And you got to be careful because if you're on these plans, at least the Amazon Family plan, I believe you can get, you know, like I said, do like a secret list kind of thing in there. But I'm not sure. Like, I certainly wouldn't be able to be the person to explain how to do that. So, you know, be careful with your shopping. As we know, Dave's dog bought him a TV one
yes.
time just because he had Amazon open or something like that.
I left another vendor open. Yeah, our last dog was sniffing around and he ended up buying a TV. And, you know, it was my own fault for leaving the laptop open, touchscreen. He's nosing around, he buys a TV, and then I tried to return it. It was going to cost me almost $80 to return it, so that was not worth it, you know? So, because the TV was a third of that cost already, so I'm like, and, you know, we
ended up with the TV, like, he got the TV, right?
He got the TV, which the dog, that dog loved watching TV. I think our current dog is starting to get into that a little bit more as well after this weekend, so... Yeah, it's interesting.
He likes football. Yeah, he's a sports dog for sure.
Yes.
Well, and
we've done
talks too on the morning show about people who've gotten themselves in trouble because their, you know, their kid is playing with their phone, and next thing they know, their kid's ordering, like their 3-year-old is ordering, like, I don't remember what the details of that story was, but it was like a whole bunch of sweatshirts or like something ridiculous where there was like hundreds of them dropped off at the door. So we just be careful with the shopping online. It definitely can get the better of you.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the one nice thing about shopping local, too, is you can go into a local business and get your shopping done. And then your significant other doesn't necessarily know what you purchased. And so, and some of these lovely places will wrap those presents for you around Christmas time as well. And if anyone has seen my wrapping skills, they know how much I appreciate shopping local and then having someone help me with that wrapping as well. So that's one thing that you don't get when you go to these other large stores or order online. You're still stuck wrapping it. So just something to keep in mind, you know. And it's just interesting to see the change with Amazon because I'm sure, you know, this has been going on for 10 years now and I'd never heard of it either. And I didn't realize you could share a family plan. So, I mean, I learn something every day. So, but like I said, it's one of those that, you know, you can still go local shopping. You don't have to deal with any of that. You don't have to share anything. And it's pretty easy.
I kind of feel like maybe this is why we're talking about this is today is to turn, you know, pivot back to focusing on local shopping because this just feels messy. This feels weird. I think going to a store in your, you know, in your neighborhood, in your town, and just showing up there and talking to the folks that work there that own it and be like, I'm shopping for so-and-so. What do you think they'd like? You know, I think that's a lost art that we need to kind of revive. And Baraboo's so great about that. I mean, there's so many local places to check out and to support. And there's always, they always have specials and deals. I mean, there's always stuff going on, especially down in the square, in which they have offer like themed deals for like, let's say what's coming up, Witch's Night Out. That's a big one at the end of October on the 23rd this year. There's going to be, you know, spooky themed deals and all kinds of fun stuff. So I say, let's just headlong plow into that because that just feels a lot better and it feels a lot more simple.
Yeah, it does. I mean, so yeah, I think that's something that is just so much easier. And for me, I can just go walk out the doors here, do a little bit of shopping. It's so convenient. I love it. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up, a Laguerre Community Calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. And music by Tom Cochran on Max FM.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, September 13th, the Baraboo Axe Coalition will be presenting the Celebrate Sauk event. It's a celebration of cultures through food, music, and dance. It's going to take place on the downtown Baraboo Square along with the Farmers Market. You can learn more details by visiting the BaraboOaxeCoalition.org/events. This will be happening from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. again, September 13th, on the square in downtown Baraboo. And Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village will be hosting the Heritage Day Rendezvous. This event will take you back to a time before phones, computers, running water, electricity, and it all happens at the authentic mid-1800s log village nestled just east of Reedsburg. Again, this Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village will take place on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. For more details, visit their website, rahspv.com. And Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. This will be on Sunday the 14th and every second Sunday of the month. Made to order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW Hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be 8 a.m. until noon, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com. Maximum hits.
One day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
You then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Moses.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:27 on Tuesday morning. Morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here is Foreigner on Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
Stop.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:32 on Tuesday morning. Our flash sale is in progress for another 28 minutes over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, get half off a $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. Till 9 a.m., that certificate's just $12.50. No code required. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You thought you knew the Habitat for Humanity Restore? Well, think again. We've got some brand new items in store for you. Brand new houseware straight from the floor of Macy's, new Kohler faucets and Broan range hoods while supplies last. Brand new area rugs made right here in Wisconsin. If you haven't been here in a while, we got a new management, new pricing, and a whole new look. You thought you knew the Restore? Well, think again. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelich had missed the past 5 games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, he's on it. It was a great day for him. Came up kind of empty, got one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Lo that's our first one, and I can't wait to keep stacking them.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on. I'm Mike Clemens.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Stellar September weather continues today with mostly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Now, a slow-moving front will inch into the area tonight, and that could lead to a stray shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with low temperatures in the mid-50s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature is 54.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Feel free, free, free. I want a new job. One of the
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We're going to take a look at our weather forecast today. Partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 74. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers. Later on this evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 56. On Wednesday, a slight chance of showers to start the day, turning partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 77. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 54. Thursday, sunny with a high near 80. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Warming trend continues into the weekend. Currently 56 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building and the Max FM Studios in downtown Baraboo. You have 19 minutes left to take advantage of our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. That certificate until 9 a.m. is just $12.50. No code required. What a great deal, Emily.
No kidding. I think that place sounds like so much fun. And I know we've been talking. We have a certificate, so we could have a nice little outing. So we should probably do so. I'm excited for that. It looks like such a fun place.
Yes, it does. And it looks like some great food as well. And we are going to celebrate calendar days for September 9th and I don't know, Emily, this one was kind of funny. I started laughing when I saw the picture this morning. Happy, wonderful Weirdos Day, Emily. It is celebrated every year on September 9th. And there's nothing as unexciting as being predictable and boring, but thankfully for all of us, we have some weird traits or characteristics. Those weird traits are exactly what makes us unique. Don't be shy to explore your weirdness on Wonderful Weirdos Day today, Emily.
I am so down with that. I mean, if anything out there that's going on in the world of technology and just vibes today, I say let your weirdo out for sure, because that's sometimes all you can do when you get frustrated is just be like, whatever. So I think definitely is a day to celebrate the wonderful weirdos that we all are. You know, you might be one of those folks who likes to still have a teddy bear with them all the time. That's fantastic because it's teddy bear day. That works out for you as well. So I'm down with that. I think whenever, you know, whatever works for your life, like just totally love it. Totally love it. It is also, I really wanted to talk about this, National When Pigs Fly Day. The picture of that pig is just so cute. Remind me sometime, Dave, tell you a story about a potbelly pig named Gertie, but that's for another conversation at another time. But Pigs Fly Day, obviously the old adage is that'll happen when pigs fly, meaning never. So I don't know. You never know what things are going to go down. What else do you see on here today, Dave?
It is National Wiener Schnitzel Day today as well. And yes, it's a tasty dish. It's considered an Australian delicacy, and it came from Vienna. And so it's an iconic, there are copycat recipes all over the world, and America has an popular chicken fried steak, and Japan, they have their own thing, but you haven't lived until you try an authentic dish of Wiener Schnitzel. So yes, go out and try your Wiener Schnitzel today, and if you know anyone that's having a special with that today, let us know, because, you know, inquiring minds want to know. It's also National Ants on a Log Day today. And we celebrate that because it's a play on words. It's actually celery coated with peanut butter and topped with raisins. I remember doing that as a kid, Emily. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I remember having those as a kid. And then when my kids were little, making those for lunches. And they're just fun. I mean, I think food made into fun things is, like, as far as visually is awesome. You know, like grown-ups do that in the foodie world, but I mean, that's been done for little kids for a long time, and it's really fun. It kind of makes you smile. It's fun to make them too. So I'm a fan. I'm glad they have their own day. I have no
Me
idea.
Too.
They deserve it. They bring a lot of people happiness, so they should be celebrated. Also to be celebrated. Not sure if I love this one as much because they always kind of gave me the creeps. They're back though. Care Bears, share your care day. Oh. Yeah, a little creepy. Little on the line there of I'm not sure if they how they yeah. care. I don't know. But people like them again. They're kind of coming back, or they have been back, or they're coming back in like an animated way, or maybe they're avatars or some AI or some kind of strange thing online. Who knows? I don't know that there's still stuffed animals being sold, but, you know, why would we need to have a stuffed animal when we have all those other ways to appreciate a Care Bear?
Right. Well, I thought when you said you were going to talk about being happy today, you were going to talk about International Box Wine Day today. And, you know, it is usually related to cheap wines because it's a cost-effective preparation. Box wine is still very popular among wine lovers and connoisseurs. And so
absolutely.
I remember buying boxes of wine and having the tap right there in the fridge at the convenience of it. Oh, my lordy. God. It was great.
Yeah, all you had to do was lean in there, turn your head sideways, and you were perfect. We're not going to comment on the age range that we were in when we first did that in the refrigerator.
No.
We're not going to comment on that at all.
No.
But what I do have to say about box wine is the back in the day, it was just Franzia, right? Like,
right.
Was the only box wine. They have really come so little. We're running out of time here, but just a little fun thing about wine. I did work with wine a lot more when I was younger, when I worked in fine dining and I worked for a wine distributor for a while. So that was the time in which the cork tree was starting to become less and less usable, basically. There weren't as many cork trees. So you couldn't make the corks that were needed for all of the wine production. So back in the day, a twist-off cap or a non-cork cork, as in like a plastic one or whatever, you know, were kind of like poo-pooed. Like, there was like, that means it's cheap wine or something in a box. Well, since the cork tree started being a place that you couldn't get, you know, a thing that you couldn't get production out of as much because they were kind of not available as much, different types of wine closure became more popular, and then it didn't signify cheap wine. Well, same happened with box wine. Before, it was just the old Franzia. Now you see a lot of really nice brands in boxes. And I do appreciate that because, you know what? You can't bring a glass bottle of wine to the pool or the beach.
Right.
Like, you can bring a box, though. It's just safer for everyone. So,
yeah, it's all about safety.
Box wine. It's about durability, okay? When it comes to wine, it's about durability.
Yes.
Let's just be honest.
Well, and you know, you could have that in a raft out in the pool or something like that. And then you, okay, better stop there. It's going to make me sound like other things this morning. But we also want to celebrate Emergency Services Day as well. And this is something that started in the UK and helped support the brave men and women of emergency services. And so we think all of our emergency services folks today, whether they're in the UK or they're here, because that is something that is so important to all of us. And the other one today, it's Sudoku Day. Did you know that?
I do like Sudoku. Yep.
The 9x9 grid, 3x3 subgrid, digits 1 to 9. Mm-hmm. You'd think I'd know what I'm talking about. I've never played it.
Like it. It's actually really good for concentration. Like, when you feel like that, your brain starts going like, blah, 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 there's too much going on.
Really... How's that go again?
Is that a good noise for your brain? Kind of turkey gobbling noise effect there. That was actually me making that. I did not play that from any outside source. That was me. And that was just random, just for Dave. But when your brain is doing that, like turkey brain, monkey brain, whatever you want to call it.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Yes. Sudoku makes you focus, and it just shifts things back into a place that you can think clearly. So any kind of brain puzzles like that, do that. Crosswords, right? Word searches. Those things are really good for calming your brain, focusing, especially if you can, like, I've got this woman in my neighborhood that I've known her for years and years. It's great. She goes on walks and takes crosswords, and she's done this. I've watched her do it for 20 years, and she just, you can tell it just calms her, you know, it just like her vibe is so calm. So I think it's really good for the brain. So check out Sudoku, Dave. I'm going to bring you some. You got to check it out. You're smart.
All right.
You get it done.
I will check it out. And speaking of checking things out, this is your final reminder. 11 minutes left in our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. That certificate's just $12.50 until 9 a.m. this morning. You have 10 minutes to check out and get that in your cart and take advantage of that offer today. Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. We'll be halfway through this work week already. Where is the time going?
It's fantastic, and I sure hope tomorrow is just regular old human being shenanigans and not these tech gremlins, because, oof, frustrating. But having a great day, having a great morning, everybody. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll talk to you Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. I'll hang out with you all until 11 o'clock this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Get ready, Richland Center. It's Bulls and Barrels at the Rockin' M Ranch, Friday, September 13th.
Gates and Saloon open at 3 p.m. The action kicks off at 7.
Watch as the toughest Cowboys face off against ranked Bulls and the fastest Riders fly around the barrels. Admission is just $25. Kids 6 and under get in free. Enjoy vendors, great food, and a full bar with no carry-ins. Tickets are on sale now at Wyoming Saddle Company in Richland Center. Don't miss the adrenaline, the action, and the excitement. Bulls and Barrels, September 13th at Rockin' M Ranch.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo Tour today.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
The Post-Career Day Press Conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Anthony, can you tell us what happened during Career Day?
I'm a biomedical researcher. The kids just weren't impressed.
How did you feel when your son called in the backup?
Embarrassed, and I knew it would be a fireman. It's always a fireman. It's cliche, but a crowd favorite. He had an axe and everything. I can't compete with that.
And will the fireman be helping your son with his science fair project?
Hope not. I'm literally a scientist.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
You see dimensions.
scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his foot. So,
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at
me. Well, he's checking me, but his game is kind of weak, and I know that.
football strip.